This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Sam.
In this programme, we'll be discussing our closest neighbour in the solar system, the planet Mars.
Often called the Red Planet, Mars has been in the news a lot recently, with 3 separate missions being sent to explore the planet's surface in 2021.
Our fascination with the Red Planet has given birth to some interesting art over the years. This includes music, such as David Bowie's 1973 hit Life on Mars, and countless films from 1938's Mars Attacks to the 2015 blockbuster The Martian.
But human interest in Mars goes back much earlier. Ancient civilizations like the Maya of Central America observed the planet's colour and recorded its movements, just like modern astronomers, scientists who study the universe and the stars, planets and suns within it.
Yet, despite this, many questions remain unanswered. What caused the marks and scars on the planet's surface?
And the biggest question of all, is there life on Mars?
But before we go on, I have another question which needs answering, Sam. The ancient Romans were also interested in Mars. They even considered the planet to be a god. But god of what? Was Mars the Roman god of A, love, B, fire, or C, war?
Well, Mars is the red planet, so I guess the answer is B, the Roman god of fire.
Okay, Sam, we'll find out the answer at the end of the programme.
Whatever the Romans thought, civilizations throughout history have described looking into the night sky and seeing a bright red light. But where does Mars's characteristic colour come from?
Someone who can answer that is Dr. Michael Meyer. As lead scientist on NASA's Mars exploration programme, he spent years observing and recording the red planet.
Listen to Dr. Meyer in conversation with BBC World Service programme The Forum. Try to hear the explanation he gives for Mars's unusual colour.
One of the distinctive things about Mars is that it's red, so you can see it and identify it. It looks red because of rust, iron oxide on the surface, which is red. And interestingly, that look can change. And we saw that in 2018 when there was a global dust storm. Mars, instead of looking red, looked a little orange. And it's that, you know, that changing of color might have made the civilizations watching Mars maybe uneasy to see something immutable in our night sky changing colors.
Dr. Meyer calls Mars's red color distinctive. Easy to recognise because it's different from everything else. But did you hear why it's red in the first place, Sam?
Yes, it's red because of rust, a reddish chemical substance called iron oxide that occurs when metals react with water and air.
The colour of this rust can change slightly from red to brown to orange. And Dr. Meyer thinks these changing colours may have worried ancient astronomers who believed Mars was immutable or never changing.
Unlike ancient civilizations, modern astronomers have sent satellites to land on Mars and explore its surface. And although no human has set foot on the red planet so far, we know a lot about conditions there.
So, in the words of David Bowie, is there life on Mars?
Well, that all depends on finding water. Water is life. And as Dr. Meyer told BBC World Service's The Forum, with water, anything is possible.
And from all that we have learned from astrobiology, life is amazingly adaptable, but it still needs water. So that's why water is the key. So finding liquid water on Mars, whether or not it's now or whether or not it's in the past, tells you that you potentially have a habitable environment, some place that could support life and perhaps even Martian life.
Dr. Meyer says that life is amazingly adaptable, able to change in order to survive in new situations.
Finding liquid water could make the red planet habitable, good enough to live on. And with billionaire businessmen like Elon Musk planning manned missions to space, who knows how long it could be before we see a human on Mars?
And who knows what they'd find there? Tiny worms? Little green men? Or maybe a Roman god?
Yes. In your quiz question, you asked what Mars was the Roman god of. And I guess B, the Roman god of fire.
Which was the wrong answer, I'm afraid. In fact, the Romans considered Mars their god of war and sacrificed wild animals to him, such as wolves, bears, and, strangely, woodpeckers.
Okay, Neil, let's recap the vocabulary from this program on the red planet, Mars, starting with astronomer, someone who studies the stars, planets and moons in our universe.
If something is distinctive, it's easily recognizable because it's different from everything else.
Rust, or iron oxide, is a red-coloured chemical that occurs when metals react with water and air.
Immutable means never changing.
Something which is adaptable, can easily change to deal with new circumstances.
And finally, habitable means good enough to live in.
That's all we have time for.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.